You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure. I mean, yes, probably so. And then even with that, I feel like we've been playing really good defense for many number of weeks. We played good defense last week. We played good defense the week before. But coming up with those plays is a difference maker. When you come up with those plays, that's what creates a performance like this, you know, and the guys did that. Zach has been great. The coaches have been great. I think they had a really good coverage plan. Joe Burrow is the best that you're ever going to see in terms of dissecting coverages and knowing where to go with the ball. And I thought we did a really good job in the back end of disguising. And then even when he made his completion, showing up and making tackles and not giving him anything deep down the field. So hats off to Zach, the whole staff. They've done a great job all year.
So that's John Harbaugh after the game, and I beg to differ on them playing good defense all year long. Alas, yeah. You know, like the corpse of Aaron Rodgers was throwing bombs all last week. They did shut out the Bengals yesterday, which I don't think anybody saw coming. 24-0. This is why sports are great, because I could have seen a scenario where the Ravens won, but this wasn't it. An interesting game in a frigid Cincinnati where they didn't clean the seats. It's snow in Cincinnati, and the league is now mad at the Bengals for not cleaning the seats pregame. Alas, the Ravens with their first shutout in 7 years.
It's bizarre football game. Look, the Ravens wanted to be there. The Bengals, offensively, I don't believe did. And the Ravens, to their credit, took advantage of it, and they systematically dissected them. And I think they could sense that Joe Burrow wasn't feeling being a Cincinnati Bengal yesterday. He wasn't feeling, you know, the Arctic blast. He wasn't feeling the 40% filled stadium.
I don't think he was feeling being a Bengal.
I said that.
It's like, man.
But yeah, I mean, it's a weird game. I mean, Joe Burrow had more incomplete passes then Lamar Jackson had pass attempts.
Yeah.
And the Ravens won by 24. The Ravens scored 24 points on like 35 offensive plays. What? Because Burrow scored more points for the Ravens than he scored for his own team. I mean, this was a weird ass game.
Jason, the Bengals had 71 plays to the Ravens 40, and the Ravens outgained them.
It's crazy. That's and outgained them without throwing the ball.
Yes.
The dude only had 8 completions.
It was a dominant performance from this Ravens defense. No one could have seen this coming. I'm with you, Jason. I going back to Joe Burrow's press conference last week, it felt like something was off, and it sure as hell looked like something was off on Sunday. But give credit to the Ravens. And the pass rush was at the lowest point probably all season long against the Steelers. That was arguably the best they were. And they were getting after Joe Burrow consistently. Draymond Jones, Tavius Robinson with the sack that took him out of field goal range, had the pressure that led to the Kyle Van Noy interception. That was Joe Burrow's second lowest passer rating of his career yesterday against the Ravens.
Oh, I think that's the worst professional performance of Joe. Like,
I don't, as a rookie,
he's fighting, clawing. They're a terrible team with an overmatched head coach. Like, he had no offensive line back then. This was the most vacant, vapid, like, soulless performance of Joe Burrow's career, and I don't even think it's close.
Something that's worth pointing out, though, and Marlon Humphrey talked about it after the game, that the defense had a great week of practice. It was intense. Ed Reed was at the facility.
Taught about laterals, I'm
for
sure.
For the first time in a few weeks, where we were mentioning it last week, this team, no edge, no real, they weren't fired. They had that yesterday.
Yes.
Draymond Jones with the crying
gesture.
Was
great.
Ronnie Stanley even showing some emotion to a defense. Like, they played with an edge yesterday.
They were bullies for arguably the first time this season. You can maybe say the Cleveland game here, where they got after Joe Flacco a little bit, had the touchdown late on by the defense. But they were bullies yesterday. And yes, I think some of it was Joe Burrow not wanting to be part of the fight. But you still got to bring your own energy. And they did. I don't know what got into them. Fighting for their season. Yeah, they woke up because we've been wondering when they were going to show some fight. I was wondering last week if they checked out. Well, obviously they did not.
No, they were the better football team across the board. It wasn't even close. And look, I think the Bengals defensively were fairly up for it early, but I mean, then they start watching what's happening on offense, and now you got to come out of that warm tunnel and go out back into the cold, and it's Derrick Henry time. Yeah, that had a way of just sorting itself out. But yes, the Ravens wanted it more. The Ravens were better prepared. The Ravens executed better. The Ravens played with more energy. The Ravens created more big plays. It was men against the boys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I got to tell you, man, we talk a lot about in the past, Joe Burrow got Wink Martindale fired, and Joe Burrow might have got Zach Taylor fired.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Is Joe Burrow telling the Bengals he don't want to be there anymore? Like, is he saying, is this setting up for a Carson Palmer-ish kind of situation?
I mean, I've told you guys forever he won't be there his whole career. Even when he did this extension, he wouldn't see it out. I don't know if it happens this offseason or not, but it will happen. And I don't care what he said after this game. We talked a lot about what he said on Wednesday. And then just watch the film. Watch the disregard with which he throws balls away. Watches even the way he runs out of bounds early before he'd have to. Like, it was so cavalier. It was, I found it almost disrespectful.
Yeah. The other thing is, there's this weird thing where he talked to the team after the game, but nobody will say what he talked about, which is kind of weird. Like, at least you'd say, like, well, he said, you know, my bad or something. Everybody's like, no, we're keeping what he said in house.
Well, I sent that clip of Jamar Chase meeting with the media in the locker room. I thought that was kind of telling, too. He was like, look, before I never really needed to pick Joe Burrow up, but now maybe I need to figure out how I can help him out because he picks me up a lot. Like, that locker room is not right. Not even close to being right.
No, that was far below professional grade with that Bengals offense put out there on Sunday. And again, full marks to the Ravens for capitalizing. The Ravens didn't allow them to hang around in the game very long. The Ravens could sense that there was blood in the water, and they pounced. And they got after Joe Burrow, and they got after the ball in flight, and they made big plays defensively, and they made quick work of a team that had their number in a lot of different ways. Certainly when we talk Bengals offense versus Ravens defense. So the Ravens are very much alive. We wait and see what the Steelers do tonight. And the Bengals have more carnage to sort through.
Jason, and Bone, you as well. Does this change how you view the Ravens moving forward after what you saw yesterday? Oh, one other note. And again, we talk about these Lamar Jackson stats and what do they mean? Because it seems like a different Lamar. He's never lost in week 15 through 18. Because remember, he's been hurt multiple times late in the season. He has never lost a game this late in the season when he's in uniform.
That's pretty wild. Does it change? I mean, it's the first time the defense looked menacing against a real quarterback. So I have to factor that in. I also think there's a lot of mitigating circumstances to this one. I've watched a lot of Bengals football. I've watched a lot of Joe Burrow. I don't know what that was. That wasn't Joe Burrow.
I feel better. I mean, how could you not feel better after a shutout win? Do I think, okay, they're going to run the table and win these three difficult games remaining? We'll see, but Lamar looked better. The defense looked vastly better than it had over the last couple of weeks, and they're riding some momentum heading into that big game Sunday night against the Patriots.
Ravens win 24-0. Massive Monday show. It's our usual Monday guest. We'll talk to our friend, IA Hall of Famer Jonah Schaefer. Covers the Ravens for the Banner at 4, and our own Cordell Woodland. What did he think of yesterday's performance? We speak to him at 5.
Yeah, we've got a lot of football to get to. Talk a little bit about the Terps along the way. I mean, you talk about guts and effort and fight. I felt for those kids. We'll have to hopefully get a positive report on Mr. Payne.
Did not look good.
Hopefully that's not as devastating as it looked. We all know there was an earlier situation this year where we thought it was going to be worse than it turned out to be. I thought they played their backsides off. Diggy Coit, don't take him out of the starting lineup anytime soon. We got Malik re-upping. How about this for the world of college sports?
Isn't that weird?
He re-ups.
Him, Baba, and the track kid coming on court.
We'll hit on some of that stuff, but a lot of football to get to.
Coming up next, the Lamar Jackson of it all. We finally saw a reasonable facsimile at times of Lamar Jackson. What can we glean from that moving forward? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.